This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, K-12 schools in Wisconsin are making a variety of decisions about how to reopen. Most Milwaukee schools are starting the year virtually, but some suburban districts and private schools are bringing students back in person with precautions. What does in-person school during a pandemic look like? We visited one school in Wauwatosa last week to find out. It's about 7:30 a.m. on August 26th, the first day of school at Pilgrim Lutheran. Principal Ernie DiDamasio pumps up his staff before they head outside.
Hands in! Elkie, what you got?
The new beginnings on three. One, two, three.
New beginnings!
Outside the school, cars are lined up from the main entrance on Center Street, wrapping around the corner to 68th. Before students get out of their cars, a Pilgrim staff member asks their parents a few questions.
Have you traveled outside the United States the last 14 days? Have you been around any close contact with anybody who tested positive for COVID the last 14 days?
Another staffer checks children's temperatures using a forehead thermometer. Then the students get a pump of hand sanitizer and are led to their classrooms.
All right, so then she's ready. Her hands are clean. She's ready to go.
The beginning of drop-off is chaotic, with some students crowding around each other and the line of cars growing long. But after a while, they get the system down. Most of the students arrive wearing masks. If they aren't, they're given one. Jessica, one of the moms at drop-off, says she's excited for her kids to start school.
Well, I felt like as long as they was taking the proper precautions to keep our kids safe and the parents, if we were doing everything we need to do to keep our kids safe, then they're practicing the social distance with the desk and everything that they say they are doing, it will be safe, and I think it's best for the kids to have interaction with each other. That's just how I feel.
Pilgrim Lutheran has about 250 kindergarten through 8th grade students. But this year, just under 100 of them are coming to school in person. The rest chose a virtual option offered by Lumen, the network of Lutheran schools that Pilgrim is a part of. That means Pilgrim has some very small class sizes.
It's the first day of kindergarten!
For example, in Gabriella Elke's kindergarten class, there are just 7 students on the first day. Their desks are spaced apart, and they all have masks. But only 2 of the 5-year-olds are wearing them properly.
We need to make sure that our masks are over our noses. Do you see how Elke's is over her nose?
Elke says she'll just have to keep reminding students.
We'll keep working on that and have to come up with a few songs or dances or moves to make sure that we're wearing them properly and safely.
It seems like the older students have less trouble wearing the masks correctly. Here's 6th grader Ryan Hayes.
I don't like it, but I have to because it's not a law, but you have to keep your classmates and everybody else safe.
The first few hours of classes at Pilgrim were spent going over behavior expectations, including COVID-19 precautions, and getting to know each other. Teacher Jasmine Bryant asks her 6th graders if there's anything they're worried about this year.
My thing that I'm anxious about is not getting sick.
Okay, so that's good. I love that you mentioned that, okay? That's the big elephant in the room. We're gonna have to wear our mask. That's gonna keep us healthy, and we're gonna sanitize like crazy, okay?
Student Ryan Hayes understands that this school year is different.
Because I feel like it's going to like be in history books, so I wanna just be involved so I could tell my son's kids or somebody else's kids about what happened during this pandemic.
Even with all of Pilgrim's prevention efforts, they found out on the first day of school that one student had been exposed to COVID-19. That student has since tested positive, and their entire class is doing online learning for 2 weeks. The rest of the school is continuing in person. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.